Josephus, Historian of the Jews. Apart from the Bible, the most important source of information about the history of the Jews is Josephus. Born of a priestly family in AD 37 to 38, he studied the traditions of Judaism carefully as he grew up and joined the party of the Pharisees when he was 19. On a visit to Rome in AD 63, he was impressed by the power of the empire. When the Jewish war with Rome broke out in AD 66, he wanted to remain neutral, fearing that the Jewish rebels stood no chance against the might of Rome. But he was persuaded to become a leader of the freedom fighters in Galilee. He commanded the defence of Jotapata, a fortress 10 miles or 15 kilometres north of Nazareth, which fell to the Romans in 67. Although the survivors of the siege had made a pact to kill each other in case of defeat, Josephus and another person, the last two survivors, decided to surrender to the Romans. When he was brought before the Roman commander Vespasian, Josephus had the presence of mind to predict that Vespasian would become emperor. So Vespasian kept him prisoner. And when the prophecy came true in 69, Josephus was set free. Gratefully, he had not adopted the new emperor's family name, Flavius. The following year, he accompanied Titus, Vespasian's son and successor as commander of the Judean campaign, at the siege of Jerusalem. He acted as interpreter when Titus tried to offer terms to the defenders of the city. When Jerusalem fell, he obtained the freedom of many of the Jewish prisoners, including his own brother. Josephus lived until at least AD 100. Naturally, Jewish patriots hated him for going over to the Romans, but he did them a valuable service after the war by writing books which explained their history and religion to educated citizens of the empire. His History of the Jewish War, completed within a few years of the war, begins with a survey of Jewish history from 175 BC, including the Wars of the Maccabees. It then records in vivid and gruesome detail the events of the war in AD 66 to 70, and the mopping up operations such as the siege of the Zealot stronghold of Masada in 73. Much of Josephus's account is based on his personal experiences of the war. He had taken notes even while on active service. Sometimes his reporting is biased because he wanted to preserve his own reputation or because he disliked other personalities involved in the war. But it is still an important source of information as well as being very readable. In 93 to 94, he published a much longer work, The Antiquities of the Jews. This is a history of the Jews, beginning in fact from the creation of the world, down to AD 66. This mostly follows the Old Testament account, but offers important information on the period after the rise of Alexander the Great. When he comes to the 1st century AD, Josephus has passages about John the Baptizer, James the brother of Jesus, and even Jesus himself, Antiquities 18:5-2, 20:9-1, 18:3-3. In the book, he wanted particularly to show the Roman aristocracy that the Jews were a noble people with high moral standards and a remarkable history and culture. Josephus also wrote two smaller books, Against Appion, is a defence of his people against the attacks of Appion, a schoolteacher in Alexandria. For one thing, Josephus argued, the Jews can boast a greater antiquity as a nation than the Greeks. In his autobiography, he defends his own war record against the blackening of his character by another writer, Justus of Tiberias. Justus had also taken part in the Jewish revolt, had been condemned to death by Vespasian, and later set free. Like Josephus, he wrote an account of the history of Israel and of the Jewish war. Clearly, there was no love lost between them.